Luke, I just finished watching the Code for the People documentary today.
Oh, yeah. I saw that automatic ad, too.
What did you think of it?
Well, I mean, I think I just said what I think of it.
Yeah, you did.
It's don't call it a documentary. That's not what it's documentary style, but yeah. It's completely just automaticians talking about how good automatic is, really.
So, okay.
if it's not an ad, maybe you could call it like a recruitment marketing style thing.
Okay.
What did you think of it?
So, good production value. It was nice to see. A lot of familiar faces.
Yes.
I mean, relative to what other documentaries have you seen come out of the immediate sort of WordPress ecosystem?
No, I mean, there is no, as far as I know, you know, that, but relative to documentaries, the production value was like YouTube video level, you know, that was fine.
It was higher than that. There was some on location filming that was done. Like, I don't know what YouTubes you're watching, but a lot of I've seen is like definitely lower quality bar than that. You know what just reminded me of the book? I don't remember.
Yeah.
What was it called?
I don't know either, but it's an open source book about the history of WordPress.
Yes.
Matt's talked about it actually kind of recently, saying that parts of it need to be revised and are inaccurate or whatever. Like, I don't know.
Well, I think part of what stands out to me, I really enjoyed that book project that I can't remember the name of at the moment. It'll come back to me. And I've guided a lot of people to read it who are wanting to know more about the history of the project. Can you guess what phrase Matt used that stood out to me that I like to hear as I watch the documentary?
What is it?
Oh, you got to guess.
Oh, I have no idea, Jonathan. Sorry.
Only minorly let down. He talked about WordPress as an operating system for the open web.
Of course.
Slip that in there.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. I don't know. I don't know why I didn't pick up on that, because I would have definitely flagged that mentally, going, "Oh, Jonathan." Yep.
Operating system. Were you only like half watching at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, I did tune out. Like, honestly, my eyes glazed over. This is just like it's not valuable to me in any. I wouldn't share it with people. You know, I wouldn't want people to see this and think this about WordPress.
Yeah. So there were some great things in it. And looking at the website that they use to accompany it, there are some great open source projects. Many things not WordPress are mentioned, right? Mm-hmm. And there's this general effort in the sort of the web positioning of it to use it as advocacy for the broader open web. The challenge that I found, and again, a lot of like great familiar faces going through it. So, oh, it's cool to see this person talking about this and that. The line between automatic and WordPress I found to be even like more blurred the context of this. And now it's like this higher production value where, I like, and at one point, the way that Matt described automatic is that I'm paramphrasing, but it's this idea that we take the WordPress software and make it radically accessible. So that was one sort of point of supposed like clarity about automatic's relationship with this. But as I listened to some of the other folks earlier, I found that that line was pretty blurry. If I was coming from the outside, it's very much like what's not obvious, perhaps, unless I'm mistaken, the majority of, if not everyone featured, was an automatician.
Yeah. And I think it was everyone. And because of that, the lawsuit just sort of hangs over all of this. That's the subtext of it all. It's like, we're the good guys, you know, that's what it's trying to say. Look out for us. We're protecting the interests of the open web. But
so,
I'm sorry.
As Ray in the repository, I think, rightly pointed out, this has been in the works for years prior to the lawsuit.
Oh, yeah?
Yes. Yeah, so this is not just a, like, I mean, obviously, who knows what's really going on behind the scenes, but the facts are that this has been something that's been in the works for a long time.
But it highlights the thing that annoys me the most from the lawsuit, which is, you know, WP Engine is being accused of confusing people about WordPress.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks that it's called WordPress Engine. But this documentary just makes the water even muddier about who is WordPress? Is automatic right. WordPress or not? Is WordPress.com WordPress? It's a difficult question. It's always been this like a bane of the communities, you know, like trying to have to explain this over and over again. And this doesn't really do anything to help.
Yeah. There was one point where Matt was talking about open source as something that's valuable and how you have to take care of it. And it was hard for me to not hear like a criticism of WP Engine, like built into that. He didn't say anything about that. There was nothing that could have been like, there was no explicit reference to the people who like don't invest, but this idea that like everyone's got to do it. And then just recalling the actual facts of like how it went about and the feelings of being strong-armed and having seen some of the communications, it's, I don't know. It's, I'm curious to see what the impact of something like this will be. Like the idea seems to be when you go to the site, it lists the five things. And the one thing is like, it's asking people to like use open source stuff, like get your own domain. Like these are things that I agree with. This is great
100%.
Stuff. Will it move the needle on that? As of today, it's had 127,000 viewers on YouTube, which is, you know, not insignificant. It's more than Crossword listeners.
Well, only just.
Oh, man.
It does seem like a waste of money to me. I mean, but whatever, it's Automatic's money to spend. I don't care what they do with it. But it didn't seem, it wasn't particularly engaging, wasn't particularly, didn't seem like it got the message across particularly effectively, even though it's an important message. That was my impression.
Did you like the use of the Declaration of Independence font in the For the People?
Yeah. It was very American. I did take that
away.
Did
you pick up on that?
Yeah.
As I watched that.
The couple of different accents that we got.
Oh, yeah.
I'll make weird comments. What's his name?
Bo.
Bo. It was nice to hear that sort of like, he's got more of an American accent these days, but there's a little bit of Aussie left in him. You know, but even them, you know, they're all based in the US, if I'm not mistaken.
I don't know. I noticed the For the People. And then, of course, you can't forget. Well, the first thing that I actually remember is that there was an agency called Code for the People back in the day that was acquired by Automatic. And it was interesting to note at the bottom of the website that there was a footnote about the agency. Oh. And it linked to their acquisition page from that's been there for years now. So it was that made me curious about what was going on behind the scenes.
You know, just on the America thing, it strikes me that although a lot of the visibility of WordPress is US based, I really like have mentally shifted in terms of like where I think the main what's the right word for this? I'm sorry, I'm struggling, but the core of WordPress, the weight seems to rest in India. That's where I think WordPress lives now, in India.
Hmm. Interesting. How do you measure that in your head?
Yeah, how do I measure it? I've been just noticing a lot of Indian names in Slack, I guess, is part of it. And
I think the community is quite active.
And exactly. It's a far more active community there. And we've seen it, you know, obviously any WordCamp Asia has had a lot of Indian presence. And then also now there is another WordCamp, what do we call them? A giant WordCamp. What are they called? Sorry,
the flagship events.
Flagship, that's it. Yes. Which is just India, is its own flagship thing. And it's the biggest, most populous country in the world. So it kind of makes sense. And so why not? I'm not saying it is a negative thing. I actually think it's a really positive thing. I think we should acknowledge it more. Get less out of the U.S.
Speaking of the U.S. and flagships, it sounds like WordCamp U.S. Is tracking below expectations.
Again.
I'm sure
it'll be great, previous. Just like it was last time. Right? It was great last time, wasn't it?
It was good. Yeah, I enjoyed it. But I guess it depends on how you're measuring what great is and what you're expecting going into it. It's definitely a decline over what it's been historically. It's hard to say how much of this particular one is connected to folks not wanting to come to the US for a mix of different reasons.
Yeah.
It's hard to say how much of it's connected to feelings about what's kind of going on in the space right now? Is it a wider representation of a decline in WordPress? Or is it connected to the fact that it's Phoenix in August, which isn't really, you know, we're not known in the US for that being a great time to visit.
Is it? If you say so. All right.
It's very hot. You would notice if you showed up at that time. But I am looking forward to going. And at this point, I think part of my challenge, Luke, is I've been in this for so long that, and perhaps my bar is low, but like, I think I'm going to go and it's going to be great. Well, I'll see familiar faces.
Yeah. Well, that's what people always say about a WordCamp, but I want to challenge you with this. See if, my challenge to you is try to make 5 new connections.
Yeah.
Right. People who next time you will, you know, go and consider them a familiar face and introduce them to the community. Maybe people who haven't been part of the community yet.
Yeah.
Or who are eager. And I think that that's an important consideration for us old timers who go to WordCamp to see old friends. Well, we need to make sure the community keeps growing, right? So,
yeah.
And there is like a aging out sort of problem as well. Except for the fact that the community in India is really growing. But yeah, so there you go. What do you think? Do you reckon you can do that?
I will make that a priority. It's actually one of the things I do enjoy is meeting folks who are coming for the first time. So, and this is also making me think, one of the things I used to thoroughly enjoy was doing just the local WordPress meetup. And part of what I enjoyed about that is we would just be talking about basic usage of WordPress. It really, I would do a little a news segment and things like that just because I enjoyed it. But it was really people showing up with WordPress questions. And yeah, I'm curious. I'm feeling kind of disconnected from that now. Are the meetups still an active thing? I don't know.
Do you think the WordPress community has values?
Yes.
Well, what would you say some of the values of WordPress as a platform are?
Oh, man. So Andrew Middleton did a fantastic talk on this back at WordCamp Long Beach, which is the first place I gave a talk.
What, 10 years ago?
Yeah, it's been some time. And
and are those values still relevant? You know,
so the main thing that she talked about that I hold true to this day is that values are something that's they're inherent. Like you can't just they're there. Like you, if you do a good job of studying and asking questions and paying attention, you can extrapolate them and sort of, but they're there. So one of them, for instance, this isn't, I don't know if this is the word that she used or not, but there's like distrust, was, one of the values where there's a skepticism. I think skepticism was her word of authority and, of change of like processes, et cetera. And you recognize that that's just one of them. Another one was like utility, like things have to be useful to be here. You see the recent pushback.
Yeah, right. No, useful is a really interesting word because where I'm going with this is, Linus Torvalds recently, you know, he's the maintainer of Linux, and he recently said, benevolent dictator for life. Mm-hmm. And he recently said in the community that we're having a discussion about AI and the use of AI, and there was some pushback against using AI, as it tends to be all over the place at the moment. And he said, no, AI is useful, and the only thing we care about is making the technology better. So if AI helps us improve the technology, and that made me reflect on values, because I don't think that WordPress is like that, right? I think WordPress cares about the impact that it has in the world, not just making the technology better. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's interesting. We had an episode that we recently did with a guest where we were talking about what's actually valued in WordPress, right? Like how do you measure whether it's successful or not? And the idea of like speed, security, and like ease of use, I think, was that the third thing?
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. And it does seem that those aren't, at least to my view as an outsider, it doesn't seem like those are the top priority anymore. It's like, how do we bring along this? And I'm sure there's people who are thinking about that, but that's certainly not what's being bubbling to the surface right now.
Yeah. It's about how we make decisions. And in this case, the decision was made purely on practical is the technology getting better? And I'm not sure that's the right way to make a decision.